talk for a few minutes about quality time. Now let's face it, we're living in a time when there has never been so many demands on our time and so many options at the same time. But let's specifically talk about quality time with family. Now there is an idea going around that quality time is more important than just quantity time. Let's talk about that for a minute. In fact, Barbara B. Smith said in General Conference in May of 1982, she said, "It may be a temptation for a working mother to plan special outings and playtimes as the so-called quality time she has with her children. But many are aware of the danger this poses in giving them a distorted picture of life by using all their time together in recreation. It is important for children to see the balance that is necessary between work and play. They need to know that special events are more meaningful when daily routines are established and when assigned duties are completed." One grandmother helped her grandchildren learn this truth. When they came to her house, she was careful to have jobs they could do together. Then afterward, they played a game. Then another task was followed by another game. The children learned, as she hoped they would, the relationship between work and play and the comfortable sense of playing after work is completed. That's the end of the quote. Isn't that an interesting perspective? If we put so much emphasis on quality time, they can often get a distorted picture of what day-to-day life should look like. They may start thinking, I've had to do chores every day this week. This isn't right. Something's wrong. And sometimes in our fun-filled and TV-saturated society, we can think if you're not enjoying life and having a wonderful emotional experience every day, you're doing something wrong, which simply is not the case. Work is part of life. Not only a part of life, it's an essential, if not majority, chunk of life, and it should be. And so how do we balance that as parents? What are some ways that we can do that? Well, first off, make sure your kids know how to work and teach them it. And you've got to realize as a parent, it's okay for them to not always be happy with the things that they have to be doing. It's okay for them to have to do chores even when they don't want to. Now, you can give them choices, and it's good to give them choices because that'll help, you know, help them to learn that they can work by their own choice. You know, you can say, okay, do you want to clean the living room or do you want to clean your bedroom? You can choose which, but you need to do one of them. And make sure they see you working. I have found personally in my life that it's so much easier to get the kids to do their chores if I'm doing chores at the same time. And I can point it out to them if they're not noticing. You know, so I'm trying to get them to clean their rooms and they're like, I don't want to. And I'm washing the dishes. And I say, I would love to help you, but I can't. I'm doing my chores. But when you finish your chores and I finish mine, maybe we can play a game on the computer. I really feel strongly about being as present as possible in your home because in today's life, it can be really stressful and running to and fro. You know, it can be hard to be at home a lot, but if we make it a priority, these opportunities to have this balance of quality and quantity time becomes much easier. For example, it's not hard when it's 5 minutes before bedtime to run around and chase the kids around and have a tickle fight or just, you know, have a pillow fight, just run around and play with them for 5 minutes, which demonstrates to the kids that even quality time does not have to be a big, planned out, organized event. It can be at a moment's notice. And often it's those moment's notice examples that they remember because they can happen every day. You can have a little bit of time every day that you spend with just a few minutes with them. I was working on a project for almost a year. I tried to make it to a year and things just got out of control for a couple of months toward the end of it with work and so forth. So it was hard to maintain it. But my plan was, and the project was, to have every day something that I can point out in my journal, something specific that was a small moment with my children or wife that was precious and in some way meaningful, quality time, really. And sometimes it was a simple talk that we'd have for 2 minutes. Sometimes it would just be a silly thing that one of them said while we were playing together, or we'd be rushing to the grocery store and we'd simply go together. And that was the experience, because, you know, I otherwise have gone by myself, but I think, no, my project dictates that I spend more time with my family, or spend at least a tiny bit of time every day with them. And I was able to get it 8 months without missing a single day. And even after that, though it got broken up a few days in a row where I couldn't be with them for whatever reason, I don't even remember now. After that, I was like, okay, I got to pick up where I left off. And I tried to finish the project. But what it taught me, what the whole experience taught me, was that you can make time for your kids and for your spouse every day. It may only be 3 minutes, but if you dedicate that 3 minutes, you know what? This 3 minutes is for you. And this 3 minutes is only for you. You don't have to tell them that, but you can just walk up to them and say, what would you like to do right now? Or hey, I've got to go to the store. Do you want to come with me? Or, you know, hey, I'm doing dishes. Do you want to help me? You know, or even just sit and talk with them about whatever they're doing. You know, what you doing? Can I do it with you? And I can promise you, if they're young kids, they will love it and they will want it. If they're older kids, it may be a little bit tougher. But try doing it. Try doing it. Just a little bit of that quality experience every day. And then don't be afraid to let them experience the quantity time that is so valuable to teaching them work ethic, to teaching them spiritual value of scripture time together, family prayer, things like that. Those quantity things that are everyday experiences are so valuable to life, because they need to leave your home someday knowing that there's going to be tough times, there's going to be good times, there's going to be memories, some of which are not so pleasant, but with all of which feed into this experience we call life, and all lead to a beautiful character that they're walking away with when they leave. So if you haven't thought of quality time and quantity time in that way, try to, because both are so essential and so valuable. And don't sweat it with the quality time. You don't have to plan a trip to Hawaii or Disneyland in order to have quality experiences. Sometimes even we use quality time as an excuse to not have to do quantity time. You know, we'll plan a Disneyland trip so that we can spend 3 days or 3 weeks or whatever together in unbroken time, so to make up for all the time that we lost before. And, you know, we're going to lose some time, but try to spend as much time as possible with your family each day. And if that only means a few minutes, if your schedule only allows that, make it good time. You can work together and make it good time while you're working together. You can make work fun. You can help them to see the value in doing a task together. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Scripture Study Made Awesome, over 100 unique scripture study methods you've probably never tried. Also, Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Thanks for listening. Thank you.